This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
You're tuned into Kelly and Ramya on AMI TV, AMI Audio, or your favorite podcast platform. Today, we've got me, Ramya Amadhin, and Grant Hardy joining us, and we'll be holding down the fort for the rest of the week. Grant, what do we have next?
It is a time to talk entertainment. Let's bring on Corinne Van Dusen.
Hi, I'm Corinne Van Dusen. Join me as we dive into the latest entertainment stories from music, television, and movies here with Kelly and Ramya.
Hey, Corinne, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Grant. Always happy to be here.
All right, first up, we are talking about Beyoncé, and she is going to be honored with the iHeartRadio Innovator Award. This is very cool. So the awards are really continuing for her. Can you talk about the Innovator Award? What is it exactly?
Well, Ramya is not going to be too surprised that Beyoncé is our first story.
Obviously.
And another
not name
might come up during it, but we will see. Okay. The Innovator Award is given to the artist who is continuously contributing to pop culture and the music industry. So Beyoncé would sum that up. iHeartRadio describes the singer as a global cultural icon who has created music that has topped the charts across multiple formats while also architecting groundbreaking tours. So she gets out there, she writes, she sings, she dances, she puts together tours, she does movies. She is a, what is that? How do you say more than a quadruple threat, I would say.
I know, I can't think of a word for five. It's so true. And all of her music is so, like, different, you know what I mean? It's not like it's not repeated. Everything just has such a different vibe, no matter what the song is. She joins a pretty impressive list of past winners. Who are some of those?
Well, the names include Bruno Mars, Alicia Keys, Chance the Rapper, and who do I always talk about? Of course, Ramya. Taylor Swift.
The control room has been anticipating, wondering if her name would come up today.
Do you have to wonder? I don't think so.
Nah.
We'll go on a streak. We should have, you know, X amount of days when Taylor Swift has not been mentioned.
There you go.
What else is happening at the iHeartRadio Music Awards? What can we anticipate?
Well, they're going to be shown on Monday. Big music awards hosted by Ludacris. You'll also see performances from Justin Timberlake, Green Day, TLC, Canadian Tate McRae, who's all over the place now, which is exciting. Just won some Junos and more. And there's going to be another special tribute, not just the Innovator Award, but the Icon Award is going to Cher.
Oh, well, of course. Well deserving.
You said quite iconic.
Yeah, no kidding. You said Chance the Rapper was one of the past recipients of the Innovator Award?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Huge fan. Just wanted to double check.
Yeah. He had he kind of fell off the map. Like, I don't know if he went into more producing or not, but there was a time there where anything he touched turned to gold.
Absolutely.
Like, he was getting songs out there. He had, like, you know, fashion underway. He hosted and was a musical guest on Saturday Night Live. So, you know, at that time, I would say, yeah, he was definitely an innovator.
Right? And Ludacris is making a comeback, too, with these live performances. He was on there with Usher, right, for the... What was that?
For the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So between that and his Fast and Furious movies, you get a lot of Ludacris lately.
Exactly. Come bring him on. Like, I love Ludacris. Grew up with him.
Yeah, he's really talented.
Okay. So next up, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
Cynthia Erivo.
Erivo, yep. Okay. Are proving to be the absolute professionals on the set of their movie Wicked, including singing all the vocals live. Okay, this is lit. Because usually there's a backup track which, you know, have the vocals already recorded. That's what's used when people are recording movies, films, music videos, etc. But when it comes to singing scenes, so why did they choose to sing live? They just want to brag about it?
Well, Cynthia Erivo is a huge Broadway star. She sings, she does live music, and this is what she does. Ariana Grande, fantastic range, can sing live, can
incredible
do everything. They're the two lead characters. So Ariana Grande is playing Glinda the Good Witch, which is why she dresses in pink a lot. And then Cynthia Erivo is playing Elphaba, who is technically the Wicked Witch. Mm. I don't know if you've seen Wicked, the musical,
yep,
but it is based on the story of that movie. Oh my gosh. You caught me.
Now you got me.
Now we're not going to be able to think of it. So the characters are Dorothy, Toto.
Yes. Why can't it? Why do I keep thinking of the soundtracks
Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. People were yelling at their
TV.
Wow,
that was sad.
Sure.
Sorry, guys. On entertainment, nonetheless.
Nonetheless. It's not Taylor Swift. If she would, no. So Wicked is being directed by John M. Chu, and he told Vanity Fair, when we were shooting, those girls were like, and then he quotes them saying, expletive, the pre-records, we're going live. So that's what they do, and they were going to continue to do it even on a movie.
Yeah. I mean, they're incredible singers, right? Ariana Grande is. Sorry, I don't know the other person. Sorry, I know she's huge. But Ariana Grande is incredible live, so might as well do it up. And anything else on what the director thought of them doing this?
Well, he said initially he was skeptical of making the movie that way, and he told them it would be a lot of wind in their air pipes as they perform the movie's complex sequences. There's a lot of like flying through the air and different scenes and fantastical things. So they got to maintain their singing voices while doing all this stuff. He said, nope, they persisted. They were like, yep, it's what we do. We're going to do it. We're going live.
Okay.
Very brave.
Yeah.
Really, isn't it?
I mean, it makes sense to have these question marks, especially because filming is different than doing it live on Broadway. Like, we're just not even really talking about the same thing. But then again, I think they do it live on Broadway. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Why not, right?
Yeah. Has it been done in any movies before?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
It's a process of recording the star's vocals has fallen in line with similar techniques that were used in Les Miserables, La La Land, and A Star is Born. I was reading about The Star is Born, and Lady Gaga was the one who started it, really, really pushed for it. In La La Land, they wanted everything mic'd live, all of the instruments and the singing. So that's why I believe it's won, nominated, possibly won Best Sound at the Oscars, because pulling that off is quite a feat.
Yeah.
I'll say. Speaking of movies, is it Beetlejuice? Is it Beetlejuice twice?
No. Oh, you said it three times. There you go. It is. It is.
Okay. It is.
The sequel is Beetlejuice. Right. Yeah.
So it's the first trailer for the highly anticipated sequel to Beetlejuice, the 1988 cult classic film by Tim Burton, has been released. Can you describe the trailer for Beetlejuice?
Yes, I can. Astra Dietz, who's Lydia Dietz's daughter, bikes around the quaint small town and then through the red-covered bridge that you know from the first movie. And then the cuts to four people at a funeral standing for an unidentified character. You don't know who the funeral is for. And they stand there while the casket's being lowered. A famous song from the first movie is Deo by Harriet Belafonte. And they have a choir singing it, like a melodious cover is what they say. So it's very like eerie and slow and you know, according to the movie. Cut to Astrid, who's in the attic of the family home. She stumbles upon a small figurine model of the town, which seemingly sets the titular character free, tearing it apart. And then after floating up from the miniature town, Beetlejuice finally makes his grand appearance saying, "The juice is loose," and Lydia and Astrid watch in horror.
So I'm not familiar at all, actually, with the first movie. So I'm trying to imagine what this movie is going to really be about. Do we know based on that trailer? Do you have any sort of guess, like how it's going to go down?
We have the official write-up that was sent out to give you more of an idea. So it's after an unexpected family tragedy, three generations of the Dietz family return home, which is still haunted by Beetlejuice. And Lydia's life is turned upside down with her rebellious teenage daughter, Astrid, discovering the mysterious model of the town in the attic. And then a porthole to the afterlife is accidentally open. And that's when trouble starts brewing in both realms.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds scary. Delinquent teenage daughter part.
who exactly is going to be in this movie?
Well, you got your regulars coming back. Michael Keaton's going to be playing Beetlejuice. And Catherine O'Hara, Winona Ryder, Jenna Ortega, and Justin Theroux are two new people. On the screen now is a picture of Michael Keaton and the character he made famous as Beetlejuice, looking the same, but a little older. So that's okay. I guess even demons can grow up.
Rami, are you familiar with the 1988 movie?
Only with the saying and the thing, but not at all. Are you looking forward to it, Corinne?
Oh, yeah. We watched the original Beetlejuice this weekend after we saw the trailer.
Interesting.
So,
in anticipation?
And it's one that we've,
or preparation, I should say.
Anticipation, yes.
When you say the saying, is that the juice is on the loose or whatever you said, or what is the what is the saying?
Beetlejuice three times.
Okay. Yeah, the juice is loose. It's just Michael Keaton announcing he's back, but who knows? Maybe it'll catch on.
I was going to say that'll be the second saying, right?
Watched the movie this weekend. What did you think of the 1988?
Well, I've seen it hundreds of times, so
wow, actually you're not just exaggerating.
It's a favorite. Wow,
it's exaggerating is 100 times, but I've seen it over and over again, so I would be able to quote a lot and tell a lot about that movie. So it is exciting that you know, this many years later they've decided to come back with these characters, and I'm interested to see what it's like, because it's a fantastical Tim Burton world. I don't know if you know the movies that Tim Burton does. He does dark stuff like the first Batmans with Michael Keaton stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see with the technology we have today what he can do with aesthetics from back in the 80s.
Yeah, that is kind of an interesting point, because original movie 88, now we got all this and the changes and cast and like actual quality of film, right? Like you know, camera. So visually, do you think that it's gonna be like, based on the trailer and such, do you think that it's gonna kind of have that seamless effect of a sequel?
I think so. It looks like it, because they've got everything correct. Like the red barn covered bridge is exactly like it was. The house is exactly like it was. They've got the model of the town. It's this huge model that they've redone like impressively. The thing about the 88 movie, a lot of the stuff was claymation, because that's kind of what they had back then, or Tim Burton liked to use for special effects. So it'll be interesting to see if they bring stuff back, like, you know, the sandworms or other people who are in the afterworld realm, and what they use to do that.
Awesome. It's going to be great. Looking forward to it. Really quickly, when does the movie come out?
It opens nationwide September 6th.
Nice.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Corinne.
Thank you.
Corinne Van Dusen joins us every other Wednesday for our entertainment report.
After the break, on the buzz with Nasreen today, she's going to talk about a pioneering project of a pig to human kidney transplant that was performed in the U.S. Whoa. We're going to find out more about that after the break on Kelly and Romeo.
Keep it here for more of Kelly and Ramya on AMI TV.
Hi, I'm Jenny Bovard. Join me monthly for Low Vision Moments, where I speak with awesome guests about some of the amusing things that happen when you're blind or partially sighted. Watch on YouTube or download Low Vision Moments from your favorite podcast distributor.